Pakistan says it has received what it describes as a positive reply to Prime Minister Zafarullah Jamali's invitation for his Indian counterpart Atal Bihari Vajpayee to visit Islamabad. Foreign Ministry spokesman Aziz Ahmed Khan refused to give any details of the response.
I'll confine myself to saying that it is positive. It calls for a carefully considered dialogue process. We will look at the letter and then we'll move from there.
Prime Minister Zafarullah Jamali sent the invitation last week, asking Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to visit Pakistan to resume a peace dialogue between the two South Asian rivals. The move followed Mr. Vajpayee's announcement last month that he wants to start a round of talks to settle all outstanding issues with Pakistan. The Indian leader also has moved to restore full diplomatic ties with Islamabad. Mr. Khan at the Foreign Ministry says Pakistan hopes that a dialogue starts soon at any level.
We want to enter into a dialogue process with a positive frame of mind. We want to discuss all outstanding issues, including the core issues of Jammu and Kashmir. What we want is that the negotiating process should start in earnest.
The peace moves are being hailed by the international community. The turnaround in relations between the two countries came ahead of a visit to the region by U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage this week. He's expected to discuss the latest developments with Indian and Pakistani leaders. Mr. Khan on Monday also reiterated that Pakistan developed nuclear weapons in response to what it considers a military threat from India. He says Islamabad would seek to rid South Asia of nuclear weapons if India agreed to do so.
We were forced into this situation because of Indian nuclear ambitions, unfortunately. So as far as Pakistan's position is concerned, if India is ready to denuclearize, we would be very happy to denuclearize.
Indian Prime Minister Vajpayee has held two failed summits with Pakistan since 1999. Both times, the talks deadlocked over the Kashmir dispute, which has caused two wars between the two countries. Control over the predominantly Muslim territory is split between India and Pakistan. India accuses Pakistan of supporting insurgents fighting to end Indian control over the region, a charge Islamabad denies. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.